Do you know what happens when you're in a room by yourself? The doors close. You have no companionship, no company. You feel a sense of darkness. Do you know what it takes to problem solve in that situation of dimness, of hopelessness, of loneliness? Do you know what it takes to come out of feeling the weight of disappointments, the depth of feeling like you do not belong, the heaviness of feeling like a burden to everyone you meet, even when they smile in your face and tells you they appreciate your presence, but you always leave feeling like you are never enough? So you're in this room, isolated, either by choice or by circumstances. Do you know what it takes for you to get out of that situation? To get up, just to get up, the simple act of getting up. Do you know what it takes to then elevate your physical body, to open the door, and to step out of that room? When no one else is around, when you have no one to brainstorm with, when you have no one to say, to be a back and forth, no one to give you the feedback, and you're in that space by yourself and you have to figure it out, do you understand what that takes? What it takes is resilience. What it takes is the ability to turn every unfortunate event and make it something special and make it into a driving force that creates better opportunities for you. What it takes is a mindset shift. What it takes is a belief in yourself. And that belief may not initially be there, but when you decide to just stand up, to just get up, to just elevate, it increases your belief in yourself just a little bit. When you decide to go towards the door, it increases it even more, and you open the door even more. And when you get through the door, your self-belief increases even further. And then you're able to say, if I was able to get up and out of that room, out of that situation, out of that circumstances, out of that mindset, out of that belief system, then I can go further, then I can do more, then I can obtain my goals and my dreams. Everything you've been through in life has cost you something. It's worth something. So when you come to a point where you're able to share what you have obtained, what you've gained, understand the value of what you're giving away. Understand the value of what you're sharing. Understand the value of what you're selling. You are first your product. No matter what it is you're selling, you are first your product. Because you had to get to the point where you even believed enough that you could either manufacture, create, write, develop, market, promote that thing, whatever that thing is. It was a journey for you to get to just that place. And do not underestimate the journey to get to that place. Oftentimes what happens is we don't spend time evaluating and even reminiscing on where we've come from, where we are, and sometimes we've forgotten what it took to get to the place that we are now. We do not even consider all the sacrifices. We do not consider all the time. We do not consider the losses. We don't consider those things. We just go. And sometimes you're in a phase of life where you're operating on autopilot, that you don't even have time to think about what you're doing. You know you have to survive and you do what it takes to survive and you get through to the next step and you get through to the next step and you get through to the next one and the next one and the next one till you arrived at this place. And where you are now is a collection of all the decisions you've made up until this point. And every single one of those decisions cost something. So again, regardless of what it is that you are selling, that you're giving, that you're marketing, that you're promoting, it's worth something because it's coming from you and you are valuable. Your experiences are valuable. What you've been through means something. Honor everything that you've experienced and your resilience to endure and your willingness to thrive. Honor those parts of you by standing with a statue of worth. You are enough. You've been through so much and you're here. It doesn't matter who wasn't in the room when you were by yourself. It doesn't matter who discouraged you, who neglected you or abandoned you. They don't matter. But all of those things work together for your good. So you honor them. They cost you something, and so you honor them. I'm Marsha Kartali, and I help women recognize their worth by showing them how to turn pain into passion and opportunities that will come from every single disappointment. Have a great day.